piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. We come to that time of the year when people are thinking about buying a book for somebody. It's always a good idea to buy a book about cooking. I've noticed something, Greg. The word Bible creeps into various kinds of books. I think people want to get the Holy Writ, as it were.
The woman responsible for this biblical approach to baking is Rose Levy Barenbaum. She's a terrific writer. She's a terrific recipe developer. My goodness, in the 80s, she had published a book called The Cake Bible, which has gone beyond anybody's wildest dreams in terms of numbers of printings. I think it's over 30 printings for The Cake Bible.
Oh my gosh.
So she's returned to the biblical approach and now has a book called The Baking Bible. And it's full color. It's hundreds of pages long. It's got many different kinds of cakes and then pies, tarts, and other pastries and cookies and candy even, breads and yeast pastries. This is her 10th cookbook. She's meticulous. I can't say enough good things about her because she never disappoints, and everything that she writes about is spot on. This book is blessed with lots of step-by-step photos. We don't have a photograph of every single recipe in the book because that would be impossible, but there are step-by-step photos. If you're an avid baker, there's things in here for all levels. If you want to give a book as a gift to somebody who loves baking, this would be an excellent choice.
That's highly recommended.
Yes.
So that's
Rose Levy Barenbaum, B-E-R-A-N-B-A-U-M.
B-E-R-A-N-B-A-U-M.
Yes. My favorite old book.
Well,
I'm always going back to what I consider the classics.
Yes.
Maida Heater's Book of Great Desserts.
This is a Bible.
A different kind of Bible. It's just a dessert Bible. Maida Heater wrote the original version of this book in 1974.
Huh.
I bought it in 1976, the original version.
You still have it?
And in 1.5 years, I baked every single thing in this book.
Oh, come on.
I did every single thing in this book. It's over 260 recipes. So I was obsessed.
Yes,
and of course, there was no internet then. There was no blogging then. But had it been then, I would have been blogging every day pretty much about this because I was baking every day for about 18 months. It's fantastic.
You know, I apologize because I know after all, when you produced your own book on baking, you baked every single one of those recipes several times.
Of course, of course. But this is a really excellent, fine book. You cannot go wrong with Maida Heater's
This is the
writing.
Classic.
She's meticulous. And she's a wonderful lady, and she's, I think, 96 years old now.
H-E-A-T-T-E-R.
Her father was a broadcaster.
Gabriel Heater. That was her dad?
That was her dad.
Good news tonight,
yes.
Says Gabriel Heater.
The next one I want to talk about is Dominique Ancel.
Dominique Ancel.
The Secret Recipes. Now, I was fortunate enough to actually go to his bakery in New York, but people stand in line to get something that he created that has become a worldwide phenomenon called the cronut, which is actually a cross between a croissant and a donut. It's a croissant dough. It takes a couple of days to make, and then you cut out donut shapes, and then you deep fry the dough. And then you make a filling that you actually inject into the cronut in four different places. You need a Bismarck tube to do that. You've created these four little holes on top of the cronut, so they have to be covered over. And so you make a glaze, which then is like cosmetic surgery, and it covers over. But there are so many wonderful recipes in this book. Now, this is a book for the advanced baker.
Yes.
Okay, this is not for a beginner. Lots of color photos in here. His bakery is extraordinary. Dorothy and I bought several things from the bakery. They're absolutely wonderful. There's a lime tart, and I was so pleased to see that the lime tart is in here. Dominique Ancel, The Secret Recipes.
A great gift for the foodie.
A great gift for the accomplished baker. Nick Malgeri has a book, and he's a wonderful baker. He teaches at ICE, I-C-E, in New York City. Nick has written many, many books on cookies and cakes and pastry and all of that. He's basically a pastry chef. And this book is subtitled Foolproof Recipes for the Home Cook. It is absolutely gorgeous. This is for a beginner or any level. because he takes you through very basic steps and illustrates them meticulously. So this is Nick Malgeri's pastry.
It's the genuine poop.
Another book is The Best of America's Test Kitchen, which comes out annually. And this is the 2015.
It's a TV show, right?
It's a TV show. And this is not only baking, it is cooking.
So
you learn about making soups and roasts and all kinds of food in addition to baking, loaded with step-by-step drawings and also full-color photographs. And the last book I want to mention is something that came out of America's Test Kitchen, the How Can It Be Gluten-Free Cookbook. There are some really, truly amazing recipes in here. If you're new to gluten-free cooking, I would recommend you get it. If you are also familiar with gluten-free cooking and baking, I would also recommend that you get it because a lot of new ideas in here, and I love this book.
Those are lots of options that you've got for the season coming up.
Yes.
If you're going to give away books, you should be thankful to us because we are
the Food Guys. Da 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 da